Writer Zadie Smith was only 24 years old when she published the novel White Teeth. The book's success shot her into a stratosphere of literary fame that few writers ever achieve. Still, it was a first novel and has only been around a few years, not necessarily the credentials one might expect to be deemed a masterpiece. But PBS is calling it just that. Tomorrow night begins a two-part presentation of White Teeth on Masterpiece Theater. NPR's Lynn Neary reports.
In White Teeth, Zadie Smith creates a portrait of contemporary London teeming with extraordinary and often hilarious characters who represent both the diversity and absurdity of modern life, aging white men who have lost their sense of purpose, immigrants struggling to come to terms with an alien world, religious fanatics and mad scientists, adolescents searching for identity and finding it in fringe groups, and perhaps not surprisingly, sex. It was the summer of 2001 when Rebecca Eaton, executive producer of Masterpiece Theater, got the script for White Teeth from Britain's Channel 4, which produced the program. Eaton read it, liked it, and thought, too risky for her audience.
Well, Masterpiece Theater has been the location of choice, the television location of choice for audiences who want to see London as it was in another day.
But Eaton changed her mind after the September 11th terrorist attacks. Suddenly, the time seemed right to present such a story to the Masterpiece Theater audience. But as if to warn that audience that something different is afoot, host Russell Baker opens the show with this caveat.
The London we see in tonight's story is a far cry from the world of Charles Dickens and Queen Victoria. She's famous, you remember, for saying, "We are not amused." She'd surely not have been amused by the people we're about to see tonight.
Zadie Smith, the author of White Teeth, doesn't entirely agree with that assessment.
I think there's a continuity in England that goes back to Victoria and long before. It's always been a mixed-up country. It's always been obsessed with class and class-ridden, and all those things are true of White Teeth. And the London of Shakespeare had quite a few Moors running about, a lot of Jews running about, lots of Irish, lots of Welsh. It was always a mixed-up place.
White Teeth tells the story of the lifelong friendship between two men and their families. Archie, a sad, sweet loser, meets Samat, an overbearing Bengali Muslim, during World War II. Later, Archie marries a beautiful Jamaican girl named Clara, while Samat has an arranged marriage with Alsana, a feisty woman half his age. Archie's mixed-race daughter, Irie, grows up like a sister to Samat's twin sons, Majid and Millet. It is in Samat that Smith finds the modern everyman, an immigrant at odds with his surroundings, baffled by the world he finds himself in.
Is Mark coming to chess club?
Mark? Who Mark? There's nobody called Mark here. You must have the wrong house.
Hi, Mark.
Hi.
Mark? What is this Mark? I give you a glorious name like Majid, Mahfouz, Murshid, Muqtasim, Iqbal, and you want to be called Mark? Mark!
White Teeth seems like the kind of material that would lend itself easily to an independent film. But Smith says she's glad it was made for television. She says the British TV she was raised on was an inspiration for the book.
So I watched a great deal of it, a lot of sitcoms, a lot of Monty Python, a lot of 40 Towers, a lot of English comedy. You know that English comedy in England is kind of a weird nerd religion. It's hard to explain. Like Star Trek, for instance. That same kind of obsessive fan base. And I was a comedy fan with comedy records and a comedy nerd. So that stuff, I think, is in White Teeth, for better or for worse.
At moments, the television adaptation of White Teeth seems sadder than the book. The tragedy that underlies Smith's humor surfaces in the poignant acting of Om Puri in the role of Samat. Smith says she likes that about the TV production, because she never really set out to write a comic novel.
Certainly in Samat's case and his relationships, I was deadly serious. I think it's terribly sad that Samat thinks he should live one life but can't help but live another. So I was very pleased by everything to do with Samat in the show. I think it's Om Puri knows exactly that kind of man, and he portrays him perfectly.
I always meant to go back, you know. I mean, who would want to stay? Cold, wet, and miserable. Rotten food, awful newspapers, a place where you are never welcomed, only tolerated. Then suddenly years pass, and you cannot return.
White Teeth, says Rebecca Eaton, may be an unusual offering for Masterpiece Theater, but it is also a way to revitalize the series.
And I think it provides wonderful contrast between what Jane Austen might have written at the end of the 18th century and what Zadie Smith might be writing at the beginning of the 21st century. They are both writing very creative novels about manners and morality. They are worlds apart in many ways, but they're writing about the same thing.
Eaton also says White Teeth is a good opportunity for attracting a new and younger audience to the program. That's a possibility Zadie Smith finds herself pondering as well.
Yeah, a new punk weird audience to PBS. Let's see. I don't know.
Zadie Smith is the author of White Teeth. The television adaptation of her novel will begin airing Sunday night on Masterpiece Theater. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.